it to you. I want to tell you something, my son, and I'm going to be done. When you're at your wit's end, when there's nothing else you can do, when it looks like you're about to lose your mind, you don't know what steps to take, you don't know what you want, you just are lost. Jesus said, that is the time that I need you to look up and say, Lord, I'm at a place in my life where I don't know what to say and I don't know what to do. I need you to make a provision. I need you to provide. I don't have the money to pay these bills. I got more bills than I have money. I need you to provide. I have a sickness that seems not to go away. I have said this and said that and the other. And I'm taking medicines, Lord. Seemingly I'm not getting any better. What do I need to do? Jesus said, you need to wait on me. Because I am going to provide. I'm going to provide. Lord, I'm tired of being lonely. I'm tired of being by myself. I've been asking you for a mate. I'm tired. Lord, is this your plan for me? God says, before you go looking and searching, you don't get yourself in trouble. Wait on me and I will provide. Tell your witness of it here. If you just wait, I remember the scripture now where the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. Come on, somebody. They will renew the strength. But I want to tell you something. As we hurry to a close, Jesus tells them to go buy, to go get something. They said, look, we don't have enough. And even if there's enough money in the disciples' bank account, with all of these folk, we don't have enough to feed them. We just don't have enough. It's too big for us. We don't have enough. Jesus said, well, tell me, what do you have? They must have told him, we don't know. So he commands them, if you read the text, go and see. Go see. In other words, you got to do something for yourself. Go and see. I'm not going to do it for you. You got to get up and you got to make a way. If I see that you're doing something, I'll come through for you. But you got to do something. You can't be staying home talking about, I need a job, but you don't believe the house. And I'm praying. And I'm asking God to bless me with a job. You got to go put in some application. You got to fill out some resumes. And when God sees what you're trying to do, he knows how to order your steps. You can't be praying that I want a new house. You can't be praying that I need a new place to stay. But yet you don't pay your tithe. You're not working consistently. You got to get up and do something. And when God sees you moving, he loves moving folks. He don't like folks that sit around and do nothing. He loves folks that are moving. And when you're moving, God knows how to order your steps. Can I get a witness up in here? Yeah. You can't be asking God to bless your finances when you got bills over your head, but you won't pay your tithe at all. God says, I'll work it, but you got to do something first. I don't know about folks that's always talking about praying, but won't do anything. Get up and make a move and let God order your steps. But the text says, he says, go and see him. He says, go and see. And they come back and they say, what do you have? They told Jesus, they said, look, we found something. There's two fish and there's five loaves of bread. But they still question the reality of this provision, Sean, because they said to Jesus, what in the world is two fish and five loaves of bread among so many folk? What is it? You know how we look at what we got and say, I just don't have enough. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But I'm going to show you a principle in a minute. Jesus says, I tell you what, bring the loaves and fish to me. But what I need you to do, disciples, I want you to have the people to sit down in categories. I want you to put them in groups of 50s and 100. I wondered, I said, Lord, why don't we go through all of this? Lord, why don't you just feed the people? And let's go on. Why all of this extra stuff? It make no sense. Why all of this? You tell them, put in companies of 50s and 100. Why? Just feed them. Because Jesus has a certain order. You got to be in a certain place before he bless you.
Yeah.
He's not going to just bless you any kind of way.
That's right.
You got to have yourself in order.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, say order. You got to have yourself in order before he blesses you. He says, put it in order. Put it in categories of 50s and 100. And he says, bring it to me, watch this. They bring the fish and the loaves to Jesus. And the Bible says he looks up toward heaven. He blesses it, gives it to his disciples, not to the people, gives it to his disciples, and the fish and loaves began to multiply. Oh, watch Watch this. See, the little that you have. Watch this. This will revolutionize your life if you listen to it. Watch this. The little that you have, when you put it in the hands of Jesus, He knows how to multiply it. Oh my God. Oh my God. If you got a little bit of joy this morning, give it to the Lord. Oh my God. If you got a little bit of peace this morning, give it to the Lord. If your finances is real little in your mind, give it to the Lord. Because I've never seen anybody multiply like Jesus does. He knows how to multiply. He knows how to make something small turn into something big. The Bible says that they fed everybody and had food left over. Everybody was filled. I want to tell you, He will provide. How do you know when God has come through? How do you know when this is gone? Because you are satisfied. Come on, somebody. What do I mean by satisfied? There is an inner piece of you that says, you know what? I feel satisfied. And I hate to see feel, but you know you are satisfied. Notice the Bible said they were all filled, not half full, not some of them, but they were all filled. And the reason I know Jesus is going to come through, because I don't have any more want. I don't have any more desire. He has filled me. It's not a temporary thing, because when God gives you joy, if He fills you with joy, you can have joy even in the midnight hour. You can have peace even when things are chaotic. You can still have peace. Where did I get this peace from? It has to be from God. Because the joy and the peace that I have. Oh, I wish I had a prayer church. You know when God is in the middle of it. Because when you lay out, Carolyn, you can go on off to sleep. I wish I had some folk that know it. How do I know? How do I know Jesus is in this? Because when I lay down, doesn't matter what's going on, mommy. Come over and have a good night's rest. Because the Bible says God gives His beloved rest. And I'll have mine. But if you toss it and turn it, having a hard time sleeping, it could be God is trying to tell you something. Can I get a witness here? He's trying to make a provision in your life. I heard the disciples, when they looked around and saw what Jesus was doing and how He was able to feed 5,000, not include women and children. I know they had to say, God will provide. Can I get a witness here? I wanted to encourage your hearts, my son, that whatever you're looking for God to do, put it in His hand. And walk away from it. Because God knows how to provide. Can I get a witness here? What's the main point behind this provision? Notice the Bible says He gave it to the disciples and told His disciples to feed the multitude. The reason why God sometimes will put you on hold is because He wants to show up through you and bless somebody else. Can I get a witness here? God is big on showing off, but He wants to show off through His people. Can I get a witness here? When He multiplied, He just simply gave it to His disciples. And as long as there was a need, the fish and the bread continued to multiply. You didn't catch that. As long as there was a want, the fish and the bread never came to an end. But when everybody was filled, the fish and the bread stopped. Can I get a witness here? Preacher, what are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell me, as long as you create a need for Jesus, He'll keep on filling you. Can I get a witness here? So the moment you feel like you don't need Him anymore, the substance and the provision will now stop. Can I get a witness here? Jesus has taught want me to be like him. That when folk don't want your provisions, you just walk off and leave them all by themselves. Can I get a witness here? You can't make folk want you to help them. All you can do is offer and let the chips fall over where they may. Can I get a witness here? And when Jesus fed the 5,000, he'll do the same thing for you and I. Am I right about it? So whatever your need is today, I challenge you to look to Jesus, because God will provide. Can I get a witness here? Well, I'm going to take my seat, but I want to praise him just for a little while. I don't know about you, but I want to thank God for my provisions. Can I get a witness here? I want to take a moment and thank him for taking care of me. Am I right about it? I don't mean to be selfish right now, but I just want to give him the glory, because I can tell you, God wills. He will provide. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Has God ever provided for you when you look like you wasn't going to come through, but you kept on waiting on it, because your faith told you that God's going to come through, even when the devil was trying to attack your mind and tell you that God was not going to do it. The devil tried to get all in your sight and tell you that God had just left you all by yourself. The devil would try to tell you that he's not the God that he says he is. But because of your strong, tenacious spirit and because of your faith, you look the devil square in the eye and say, I'm not going to listen to you, because I know my God and I know that he is able. Somebody says he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Can I get a witness here? I used to hear my mother say it. She used to say, Larry, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. But I want to change that. Not to be disrespectful to my mother, but the God I serve, he's always there. He may not give me what I want, but he's always there. He's always by my side, and he's by your side. And I stop by to tell you, he will provide if you just hold on and hold out. Do I have any witnesses here? And if you're struggling today, going to know, Lord, where are you this morning? Just wait on him. He's right around the corner. Your time, I want to go prophetic for a moment. Your time is at hand. Somebody's been praying for something. You've been believing God for something. You've been trusting God for something. You've even come to the table and put your prayer on the table. Look like when you go back out the door, the business as usual. Things are the same. Well, I have a prophetic announcement for you today. God said things are about to turn around in your life. Things are about to be different in your life. You just need to hold your head up and hold your head up and say, Lord, I want to thank you, because today is my day. Can I get a witness here? I've waited long enough. I've been ups and downs. But today, somebody said today. Today is my day. Today is my day of provision. And I'm going to lift my eyes to the hills when coming to help. And realize that all of my help, it comes from the Lord. That's why you got to pray this. Even before the manifestation, you know it's on his way. You go ahead and give him a praise anyhow. If you know God is there, and you know this is your day, let God know you know it by giving him a praise. Say, Lord, I thank you. Tell him, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my provision. I've been waiting a long time, but all I got to do is that have to wait on it. Amen. You have to wait on it. Because God does provide. He still is a blessing business. Yes, he is. And he still provides. Even on a day like today.
Amen.
He still provides. And when God fills you, you don't get it to you. Because there's a satisfaction and a peace that comes all over you. When God is in the middle of it. That's one of the things that I look at for my life, the beginning of my life, and to make sure that I'm making the right decision. And when I look back, I ask myself, do I have any peace with him? Do I have any reservations? When I lay down, can I sleep? Or do I toss and turn? Because that's one of my ways of knowing whether God is in this or not. Because the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord makes you rich. And he added no sorrow with it. And I'm here to tell you, you've heard this in Bible study, those of you who come to Bible study. And whatever you think God has given you, but you have sorrow with it. There is no peace. I want to challenge you today to let it go. Because it's not from God.